one from Matthew and Mark. It is the same one from Matthew and Mark, which is the fourth one. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That is the one taken from these two Gospels. But the first one used on the cross is from Luke. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Everything is moving under compulsion. No one sees the invisible causation. No one sees the invisible imaginal act that is putting pressure upon everyone who is bent in a certain direction to perform the needed act to produce the imaginal act that is completely unseen by the world. Here, quote, every natural effect has a spiritual cause and not a natural. A natural cause only seems. It is a delusion of the fading vegetable memory. Blake from Milton. Now in her letter to me, she said, these things I remember. They were all last year, but I remember them. In her case, she is blessed that she can remember when Ray said to her, it's going to cost $1,000 to put on the new roof. And I saw the new roof, even though at the moment he thought he could not now afford a new roof. When I used my sewing machine, it was adequate, it was good. It did the job, but I would like a new one. And I saw a new one. And when I put away my tape recorder, it was all right, it was adequate, but it was heavy when I put it away. I thought, I've seen all these nice new lightweight ones, and I would like a nice lightweight one, a good one. Now, she said, I have all of them. I have my nice new lightweight recorder, my new machine, Ray's shoes that do not hurt, and the roof will be a new one. The money is there and much left over. So the first cry on the cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They are all asleep, moving under compulsion, and men and women unwittingly, most of them, some wittingly, are setting the whole thing in motion, and they simply move. So someone given to the feeling of getting something for nothing, he takes the recorder. If he sells it for anything, that's profit. It costs him nothing, no matter what it cost her. Whatever he could get for it was sheer profit. If he goes out and finds something that he stole, and he could move it quickly for $15, and one gets a bargain, he made $15. It cost him nothing. His investment was nothing. And there are those in the world who think that way. They are all passing through the furnaces. So the first word on the cross, a word on the cross. So, the first word on the cross. A word on the cross does not mean a single word. It is a completed thought. So the shortest word is, I thirst. But there are two words. The next one from John is, it is finished. There are three words. All right, still it is one word when you take the seven words. So the first word is from Luke, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then comes Luke's second. Then comes John's first. Then comes Matthew and Mark. Then come two from John, and then Luke completes it. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. This little punctuation mark has been pushed around in the second word on the cross, which is from Luke. And the thief turns to him and asks to have mercy on him. And he said, Behold, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Well, you can alter the punctuation and put the comma after today, but no, leave it just as it is. Behold, I say unto you, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. This is now resurrection, quote, and I, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, unquote. For all things are in my own wonderful human imagination, and I am all imagination. So when I am lifted up, I draw all. At the very moment, I draw them all with me. But they individually must have the experience that I have had. But they are already redeemed because I took them up with me. Because, quote, all things exist in the human imagination, unquote. And anyone who is resurrected, but he can't be resurrected and leave behind any part of himself, so the whole world is raised up with him. I am telling you from experience, the heavenly chorus sings when this thing takes place. They sing the fall, the actual fall into division, and the resurrection into unity. They sing it out. And then the regeneration through resurrection from the dead. They actually sing it out, and the words, it is finished, I heard it. But I didn't sing it. The heavenly chorus sang.